Red Blue Hoops is presented by German American Bank. From the banks of the Ohio River in Evansville, Indiana, this is Red Blue Hoops with fanatical Red host Chad Payton and obsessive Blue host Evan Beck.
Welcome, everyone, to the fourth season of the award-winning Red Blue Hoops show on your WNIN 88.3 and live streaming on WNIN.org. Give us a call at 812-426-7400 or tweet us at Red Blue Hoops. I am Chad Payton, your voice for the Indiana Hoosiers, and joining me tonight, all the way from Nashville, Tennessee, he's on his annual sabbatical to Nashville, is your voice for the Kentucky Wildcats, Evan Big Cat Beck. Evan, welcome to the show, sir.
Hey, guys. How's it going up in Evansville?
It's going well. It's going well. You sound really good and clear coming in from Nashville there, Evan.
Well, thank you. And, Chad, I want to commend you on your excellent job of filling in on doing the intro there. You did a really good job. And normally, I would say I'm down here on special assignment doing some pre-SEC tournament work, but I can't say that this year because, as you know, Chad, the SEC tournament is going to be in St. Louis, Missouri this year, unfortunately. So I'm just here doing business. I'm all business the whole time.
That's right. And I'm sure actually Cal could use your help, though, a little bit, though, I would think. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I think he definitely could, and a lot of other people's help right now. Kentucky's on a four-game skid. Only the seventh time in the 88-year history of the Kentucky basketball program. And I think the previous four times we've had a four-game skid, we did not make the NCAA tournament. So he has some work cut out his last five games. So we'll see what we got.
Absolutely. So for all of our callers, we got an action-packed show tonight. Obviously, we're going to cover a lot of the games, as Evan was alluding to. But received a lot of breaking news as we were driving to the studio tonight, talking about this report. And Evan, you have a little more information than me on this. Do you want to start and discuss the report that says it's going to alter college basketball? Can you go into that a little bit?
Sure, Chad, absolutely. Just a few moments ago, Yahoo Sports released some information that pertains to the FBI investigation that broke into college basketball last fall, and it impacted programs like Louisville and Auburn, Arizona, and one other that I can't recall right now. But according to Yahoo, Pete Thamel, Kentucky fans will recognize his name because he's been a Cal Perry hater for years, but he is citing multiple sources that say Hall of Fame coaches and the sports top programs and lottery picks are all at risk at this point based on information they've gotten. And let me go into a little detail about that information according to this report. Sitting under protective order right now are the fruits of 330 days of monitoring activity by the federal government, which one assistant U.S. attorney noted Thursday was voluminous amount material. That includes wiretaps from 4,000 intercepted calls and thousands of documents and bank records obtained from raids and confiscated computers, including those from notorious NBA agent Andy Miller. Quote, "This goes a lot deeper in college basketball than four corrupt assistant coaches," said a source who has been briefed on the details of the case. Quote, "When this all comes out, Hall of Fame coaches should be scared. Lottery picks won't be eligible to play in almost half of the 16 teams the NCAA showed on its initial NCAA tournament show this past weekend should worry about their appearance being vacated," end quote.
Yikes.
Well, Chad, obviously when you hear Hall of Fame coach, and lottery picks and everything else, obviously that checks several boxes for Kentucky's program because Cal Perry is a Hall of Fame coach. He was inducted in 2015.
Yep.
And we've had a long history of lottery picks over the past 8 years. So if you're a Kentucky fan, it goes without question that this should definitely have you worried until all the final details come out.
So this Andy Miller, he is an NBA agent. Did I catch that right?
That is correct. It says notorious NBA agent Andy Miller. And when this story came out last fall, Chad, and you guys can maybe check my information if Walker's there and has a chance to, but what I recall, I don't think Andy Miller had signed any former UK players, but this may go beyond Andy Miller at this point. Who knows?
Right. That's exactly what I was going to ask you. Walker, did you
want to? They said initially it was 36 D1 teams. Now it's up to 50 D1 teams. I think that was a 50. Big 50, yeah. So, I mean, you think about it, there's how many basketball?
351.
Yeah, so, I mean.
Yeah, 351.
So, your comment about Indiana being a mid-major might come up big for us right now because we won't be involved in any of this. Tom Crean, man, took care of us. Yeah. How crazy would that be? Right. That's that.
As I mentioned off air, Chad, you guys unfortunately have a little bit of a tie to this story right now because former Indiana assistant Kenny Johnson most recently worked for Louisville and Rick Pitino.
We do. Well,
I think everybody should be nervous till all the details are finally out.
Absolutely. This is one where more details to come. Obviously, this could be a very big talking point at our live remote. I'm going to get that back out again. I'll probably say that 1,000 times tonight. But next Thursday, 6 o'clock at Bar Louie, I want to see all of the Kentucky Big Blue Nation and the Hoosier fans out there and just basketball and sports fans in general. We're going to have a great time and want everybody to fill Bar Louie up and hang out a little bit.
Yeah, from what I hear, sounds like Berger got some things worked out and things are looking good for that show next week at Bar Louie.
Berger does what he does. He's taking care of biz. So, we're looking forward to that. And just for our callers, just I want everyone just be patient. We have one phone line tonight. So when you're calling in, please just be patient with us on that. With that being said, though, Evan, we do have a phone call, and it's one of your favorites. Geraldine the Cat's on the line. How about we take that?
Oh, awesome. Let's go. That's
all right.
One of our Hall of Fame callers.
No, that's exactly. Geraldine, you're on.
Hey, guys. It's so good to be back. I'm sorry I've been so absent this season.
Good to hear your voice. I love the regulars calling in. We love it.
Yeah, well, it's great. I got to admit, I got a knot in my stomach listening to that breaking news. I had not heard that, and that is depressing on many levels.
It is. Yeah, it's going to be interesting
to see
what happens.
It's more important than a losing streak, to be quite honest.
That's exactly right. No question.
I just wish people would just play basketball.
No doubt. Feels only that easy.
But anyway, I'm sorry I've been so remiss. I've missed hearing you guys. I have to admit I'm suffering from an advanced case of feline senility. My head screwed on straight.
Yeah, you sound a lot like Evan. I've heard him say that too.
It's a bad condition. Once it starts, and there's no coming back from it, I'm afraid.
Hey, I have some empathy for you guys. We had a 4-game losing streak not that long ago, and we have 12 losses, so I get it.
Well, I just want to give a shout out to you guys. You've done a great job. I'm excited to back to remote at Bar Louie next week. I think that's fantastic. If I could be there, I would, because I love Bar Louie, and I love listening to you guys talk about sports. But unfortunately, I can't be there.
Oh, so, absolutely. Well, we appreciate the shout-out, and, yeah, we're going to continue to do it again. We'll do it again next year,
right.
I would think.
Okay, well, good deal, and a shout-out to that multi-talented, multitasking intern there, Walker and Walker Beck.
Thank you.
He's awesome. He is money.
All right. Well, you guys take care, and don't be blue. Let's come out of this angle scot-free, I think.
That's right. Awesome. Well, thanks for the call. That was awesome.
All right, y'all take care.
Well, it's great to hear Geraldine's voice back on the air this year, Chad. We sure have missed her.
Gosh, no kidding, Evan. That was I saw Berger back there writing down a name, and it looked like it was a little longer than something like Wayne or Tim. And I'm like, all right, well, who's it going to be? And it was Geraldine. So that was good.
That's great.
Yeah. So, hey, I wouldn't be remiss if I had to We have a guy in the studio tonight with the intern, Walker Beck. I have to introduce him, Mr. Adam Bratton. You want to say hey to the fans?
Hello, Hoosier Nation and Big Blue Nation. I'm glad to be on the show tonight.
Awesome, man. Welcome.
Thank you.
Even though he is an Illinois fan, you know. But we'll
get through it. We'll get through it.
Illinois fan and a Georgia Tech commitment.
That's right. That's right. That's right. Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
He is repping the Georgia Tech tonight, though.
I do have the Georgia Tech on tonight.
Yeah, I felt dumb. I asked him where he was going. He's like, the GT here. Come on, man. So, congratulations on that,
man.
It's awesome. Playing a little golf for GT. All right.
Hey.
Yes, sir.
Chad.
Mr. Evan.
I think it was last week, I sent out a tweet.
Uh-oh.
I did some research on your guys' schedule coming up, and I said you had an opportunity to make some hay, and it sure looks like you guys have been so far.
Man, you called it. We did, and I guess on that note, if you want me to, I'll just crunch a couple games for Indiana if you're all right with it. Yeah, so we played last Friday Minnesota at home, and Minnesota obviously is, I think at one point, was a top 10 team in the country, maybe top 15.
They almost lost to Alabama, though, 5-on-3, though.
That's right. During that hot streak. They were taking jump shots and all kinds of stuff.
Good but point, Walker.
That was. Actually, that's where it went all downhill, when they had to pull that off playing 5-on-3. But, yeah, they've had some injuries. But to the point, and you said this, Evan, hey, you have a chance to take care of biz. You need to take care of biz. And that's what they did. And really, they cruised to an 80-56 victory last Friday at Assembly Hall. Devontae Green and Juwan Morgan both had 19 points apiece. Devontae Green's been playing lights out. He's got in the starting lineup, and he's really taking advantage. Good for him, because a lot of IU fans are not Newkirk fans, and they wanted to see somebody step up, and Devontae was able to do that. So we had 21 total assists on 30 made baskets. And what I liked about it, it reminded me of IU basketball, the Bob Knight era. Nice passing, finishing baskets. We didn't hit our free throws. That was really the only fundamental that we didn't do well that night, 14 of 23. But I think that's an issue with us this year. So it's just, Evan, you and I were talking on the phone today, I think, and people call in and they say, man, these guys are not practicing free throws. Yeah, right. Nice. These guys are shooting hundreds of free throws a day or whatever. It just becomes, I think, would you agree, Evan, like a mental block or something? Or what's your thoughts on that? Because Kentucky actually struggling too, I guess.
Oh, yeah, I think we're both in the bottom, 30 or 40 free throw shooting teams in the country.
I think that's right.
And there's no question that both of these programs, their players are practicing free throws in practice. But I will say this as a counterpoint. In current NCAA rules, you're only allowed to practice 20 hours a week under a structured format. So it's up to the players to put in the extra time on their own. And I can tell you this, Chad, I have found out that this particular UK squad, I think, has been putting in less time on their own than past
Kentucky
squads.
Right.
So maybe a little bit of a work ethic there. That could be both teams. We don't know, but
yeah. No question. I mean, that is just so frustrating as a fan, because a lot of us played high school basketball, and they're free, and these guys are Division I players. 15-foot jump shot, shot that you need to hit at minimum 70-75%, and I think both teams are 64%, and eventually it's going to cost you games, and it has for Indiana this year a few times, and Kentucky.
Well, it has for Kentucky here recently, big time.
Exactly. So. That Minnesota game. What's that? Go ahead.
I was going to say, back to that story I was telling about working on your own. Cal Perry's national title team in 2012 had a kid by the name of Michael Kidd Gilchrist. And he started a deal called the Breakfast Club. And I think 6 or 7 of the team members ended up joining this. And they worked out every morning early on their own without any coaching supervision. And you saw what that team achieved as a group. So
no kidding.
You cannot cheat the system in regard to work ethic.
No question. I think I had a breakfast club in college too. It was when we went and drank a few beers early in the morning or something like that, though. So I wasn't shooting free throws. Maybe I should have been, but oh shoot. But
hey, Chad, let me tell you a story real quick. Just picture this in your mind. I'm sitting here in this hotel room working for you guys.
Oh yeah.
Putting the show on.
Yeah.
And across the room, my wife's taking selfies of us.
Oh, we got to get those posted too. We got to see what's going on.
Photoholic.
Allison, hit that on Twitter so they can post
yes.
on Twitter.
Yeah, just to remind everyone, all the fans out there, Mr. Beck is so dedicated to the show. He is live from Nashville, Tennessee on his annual sabbatical, normally to help Coach Cal with some basketball stuff, but this year it's more for pleasure, I think. So good for you guys. Evan,
well, it's all business, Chad, all business.
All business, that's right. Well, you're the man to be calling in and taking care of biz for us. That's awesome.
Well, you're in Studio 2.
Studio 2.
I'm currently in Studio 6098C.
I love it. Well, I'll tell you what. We have to match Geraldine. My mom had to get on board here too.
Uh-oh.
So, yeah. She I guess we'll take her call and see what she has to say. I'm sure it'd be intriguing. Mom, you are on.
Hi. How's it going?
She sounds like Geraldine, I swear. It is
very similar.
It is very similar. I'm doing well. How are you?
You're doing a good job there, Chad.
I'm trying. It's tough shoes to fill with Mr. Beck out.
That's right.
That's right. Well, now we've been on a winning streak.
Yes.
What do you think of the next three games? Pull it off?
Yeah, so the next three games are at Iowa, and then at Nebraska, and then Ohio State at home. That is, Iowa is a KenPom of 98. Nebraska
wow.
is a KenPom of 52, and Ohio State is a KenPom of 11.
That's kind of a weird Friday night game to end the season.
It is. Big senior night, big game, Friday night. Yeah, kind of strange. That's that new Big Ten scheduling.
You guys want to cut the nets after another loss? Or?
Oh, boy.
Now, if we win those, will you think we'll be in that tournament bubble?
Okay, so, yes, I think at 18 and 12, if we can get those three, yes, all of a sudden I think we are – on the bubble with the arrow pointing up, and then we have to do a little bit of damage in the Big Ten tournament. So, yeah, we'll see. I think there's a good opportunity in front of us, and we're playing really well. So hopefully we can take care of it.
Okay, have a safe trip home, Evan.
Hold on.
I'll see you guys next Thursday night.
Evan said he's got some comments for you, Mom. Can you hear him?
Yes,
all right.
I can hear.
All right.
I heard Joe Lunardi speaking 2 days ago about the Big Ten's tournament resume as a conference, and he called it a very top-heavy conference, obviously, with
yep.
Purdue, Michigan State, and Ohio State doing very well. But he specifically pointed to something that Walker pointed out on last week's show. He said the Big Ten conference as a whole, their non-conference strength of schedule is going to hurt the teams in the middle of the pack in the conference when the season ends.
I could see that. Yep.
Yep. So you guys as a conference, something that we definitely had to change this because the SEC used to be really bad at this. But this year, our non-conference strength of schedule is helping our conference right now.
Yeah.
Well, I was also going to say, is there anything immune from corruption nowadays?
Yeah, it sounds like this basketball story is going to be worse than the Russian dossier.
Oh.
I don't know. We'll see. I guess that time will tell on that.
Well said, Chad. Well said, Kim.
Yeah.
Have a great week. See you guys next Thursday night.
All right. Sounds good.
Okay. I think to add on that top-heavy loaded Big Ten, looking at the bubble right now, you have Nebraska, the second team out right now.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
yeah.
if they were to beat IU, I mean, there's another team.
The crazy Big Ten schedule has allowed Nebraska to play the top five teams in the conference one time, and they played three of those at home. Ridiculous.
Wow.
So that's why they're 20-8 right now.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah, that's how it works out. I mean,
yeah, they got lucky.
They get four teams in the tournament right now.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of work to do, but Indiana, I think, could make it interesting, and mm-hmm. we'll see. Hopefully they can do that.
Hey, Chad, I got to thinking about Kim coming to the live remote next week.
She'll be there. Yep.
Could be an opportunity for dinner to finally come out of this deal.
We got Bar Louie.
Yeah, we'll have to pay for dinner or something. I don't know. We'll see. I'll have her doggy bag some food from home that she makes maybe or something.
Good deal.
All right. Well, before we go to I'll talk about Illinois here in a second when we come back, but we need to go to our first break, and we'll be back to talk a little more IU UK. Go Hoosiers.
Go Big Blue.
Support for Red Blue Hoops comes from German American Bank. German American Bank offers checking accounts to help manage everyday life with mobile banking, mobile bill pay, mobile check deposit, and mobile pay people. Learn more at germanamerican.com.
Welcome back, Kentucky and Indiana fans, to Red Blue Hoops. Just a reminder to all of our callers and listeners out there, give us a call, 812-426-7400, or tweet us at Red Blue Hoops. We need some tweets, too. Walker is, he's talking a lot tonight. He's got Adam right here, to his wingman, to talk a little shop here. But we, yes, sir.
I was going to say Purdue right now is tied up at Wisconsin 12-12, 12 minutes into the game.
Gotcha. Wisconsin, it's the worst Wisconsin team I think I've ever seen.
4-10 in Big Ten.
But I say that, of course, they beat Indiana earlier. So.
Yeah, but. Yeah.
Hey, Chad.
Yes, sir.
Ask Berger if the phone lines are open. I have a special guest want to call in.
Yes, they are. And actually, we have someone right on right now. And actually, it's Wayne. And he is calling in from Mexico. So I told him, he's on vacation, unbelievably, but he's still committed to the show. That we would get him on when he called in. So can we go to him? Let's do it. Wayne,
yes,
you
I'm
on?
Here.
You on?
Chad, can you hear me?
We can. Yes, we can. Sound pretty clear from Cozumel or wherever you are. Where are you exactly?
I'm in Cozumel, brother.
Oh, man.
Hey, I just want to call you guys today, man. Just, hey, Hoosiers, three big wins. We'll take it.
Yep.
Three big losses for Kentucky.
Yeah.
Not bad for a mid-major, I guess.
I know it.
I got to give Evan a hard time, but hey, these fans are trying to give Calipari a hard time. It's just ridiculous.
I agree on that. I mean, Evan, what do you think about that?
Yeah, obviously you're seeing some of the static out there developing as the team continues to rack up these losses, but I think it's a very, very small percentage of the overall fan base. Obviously, the fans overall are frustrated with this season, but this whole thing about putting pressure on Calipari is completely ridiculous.
It is. You know something, Jeff Goodman wrote that article, and he said the thing about this Kentucky team, and I don't know if I agree with it, but he's like, if all these guys come back, they might not be much better next year. I don't know about that. I mean, there's.
Yeah, no, I'm not agreeing with that.
Yeah, I don't know either. That's kind of pushing it, but Goodman's known
to
do that.
Let me ask one question here, guys, and I'll get off the phone. So, what do you think about this FBI investigation?
Yeah, on my end, obviously we just got breaking news really before the show started, and it said Hall of Fame coaches, lottery picks, All-Americans, whatever, or these programs are the I guess they're the ones that are identified in this deal. And it was, I think Walker said 36, and now it's up to the 50. Top 50 or something. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Evan said earlier in the show, if I'm anybody, I'm a little nervous right now.
Yeah, it obviously goes well beyond Hall of Fame coaches because there's not anywhere close to 50 Hall of Fame coaches coaching right now.
Yeah, there's no way. That's totally right. Well, the only thing that's good about Indiana is we've only had about two players that would really be a concern to me, and that would be Noah Vonleh and Tom Sprite.
I forgot about Vonleh. Yeah, that's a good point.
Hey, as a counterpoint,
I mean, Tom Crane,
I know a mid-major program very well that was paying a walk-on cash after every win back in the 90s. So anything's possible.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah, that's true, but I don't know about the mid-major program.
No. I'm not meaning Indiana. I'm talking about a true mid-major program.
That's good.
We're breaking through.
Okay, but all right, so let's say they come out with the 50 teams. I mean, what violations, like, what could, like what would their probations be, you think? Because, I mean, if it's UNC, nothing's going to happen.
Exactly.
After 30 years of academic fraud. So, I mean, I think once we know which teams come, I mean, I think that's when we know what
Louisville skate by, too, until this last one. I mean, they had escort service for the recruits, and they still were playing ball over there. Yeah, I don't know.
So
I think
the last four coaches, Louisville was the only one that was cited as an NCAA violation. The other three were not NCAA violations. They were strictly SEC, like, monetary violations. Like, right. I'm not talking about Southeastern Conference. I'm talking about the Securities and Exchange Commission.
I got you. The Fed.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of different angles here.
So I'll be there next week. But, hey, just wanted to give you a call away from Mexico.
Wayne, you're the man. Thanks a lot for calling in.
All right. See you, Evan. See you, Chad.
See you, guys. Hey, just a reminder to all of our callers again, we have one phone line open. And just be patient with us. And, again, I'm going to plug – for the Bar Louie event next Thursday. And for you folks that follow Twitter, you guys know that Wayne and Evan, really Wayne's always attacking Evan on Twitter. It's pretty funny, actually. But now we get to get these guys face-to-face, and Evan will be able to go after him a little bit. So, Evan, I'm looking forward to that. What about you?
Oh, absolutely. We've been talking about it for a couple of years, and now it's finally coming to fruition. I just wish both of our teams were a lot better.
You know, I agree with you, but it's going to be very intriguing, though. I'm curious to see what people, you know, the feedback, because especially we have unique scenarios. Archie's first year, I'm curious to hear what people will say about him. And then Coach Cal, yeah, getting the information from, you know, what are they saying about him? I mean, I have to agree with you guys. He's a freak. He's a great coach. I mean,
okay, so let's say IU, Duke, Kentucky, UNC, all the top bloods get on put. They get caught by the FBI for a violation.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So let's say, all right, so who gets the most attention from this, you think? Who gets the most articles about? Who do you think gets the most backlash for it?
Well, that's all speculation, but I'd say like the Dukes and the Kentuckys at this point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't. I guess there's just so much more to come that we just need to see more details. Yeah. But I'm curious on, you know, when that is, and if it comes out now, then what happened? Just craziness.
How long will it take for NCAA to actually come out with the
right?
Well, again, each case may be unique because the school may have, or a coach may have done something that's not an NCAA violation, but the Louisville situation was an NCAA violation.
Exactly. Well, and I'm thinking too, like, is Jim Calhoun in the Hall of Fame? He is, right?
Yeah, he won like three titles.
That's right, three or four. Yeah. So UConn is a team that, he's retired, but which they're already in, or there's stuff going on with that college anyway. Yeah. So there's going to be teams like that that maybe we forget, not really forget about, but that are part of this thing. Syracuse, you know, so who knows? But
I'd say any program's fair game at this point.
Yeah. I think that's a way to play it, and we'll see what happens. But I know I was covering Indiana, and I'm just going to real quick. Obviously, we beat Illinois last night, 78-68, third straight win. Looking forward to Saturday at Iowa. And as Evan pointed out last week, we had a chance against inferior opponents to take care of business, and we have three straight wins by a total of 56 points. So. Evan, they listen to you, and I guess what do you think about chatting about UK and giving the rundown on what they've been through? I know that's been a little bit rough.
It has. Yes, sir. Thank you. Since last week's show, UK went on the road twice. They first played at Texas A&M last Saturday. Texas A&M is currently ranked number 20 in KenPom. Kentucky was up at the half, playing solid, playing hard. But they came out in the second half, Chad, turned the ball over six times in the first 4 minutes, and Texas A&M blew the doors off of Kentucky.
I turned the game on, seriously. I worked against you that time. As soon as I turned it on, they started banking three-point shots and alley-oop passes. It looked like the Harlem Globetrotters out there.
Oh, yeah. They absolutely destroyed us. like you mentioned, they banked two threes, and when they were banking in threes, we were bouncing three-point shots off the side of the backboard. That doesn't work out too well last time I checked.
I think you guys lead the country in that statistic, and we lead the country in missed dunks. Not a great category to lead.
I think we're right there with you on missed dunks, too.
Quade had a layup last night that went off the side of the backboard, looked like.
But the A&M game, Chad, was the second half or second largest scoring differential from half to half by Kentucky. It was a 33-point swing from first half to second half since 2007. That's awfully a bad stat there.
That's incredible. And to that point, Evan, I turned it on. It was 30. Was it 30-26 at halftime?
Yes,
I think that's right.
And then at the first timeout, Kentucky was down 11. Weren't they? Something like that.
We had six turnovers in the first 4 minutes.
And they scored on like every possession. It was a perfect storm. I mean, just crazy.
Yeah, and it went on a 35-10 run.
To a 5-minute scoring drought, which now makes us 0-8 when having a 5-minute scoring drought. The one bright spot was Shai Gilgeous-Alexander for Kentucky, the freshman who is the lowest-ranked recruit in the class who's become the shining star. He is the first freshman in Kentucky history to have at least 19 points and 8 assists on the road. Pretty impressive record there.
You know what's crazy about that, Evan? That your comment there is like a broken record. You say that every game. You say the lone bright spot. He's been the most consistent player you guys have, and he's the lowest rated recruit, right?
Yep, absolutely. You're spot on.
It's an incredible stat there. Good for him, but that's not good for the other guys.
No, it's not. So we limped back to Lexington from College Station, to say the least. There's no question about it. Ended up losing that game by 11. We were down by 22 or 24 points at one point in the second half. So credit to the young guys for not totally throwing in the towel, but we had a lot of work to do because we went right back on the road, Chad, down to number 9 ranked Auburn.
Yep.
Once again, every road game in the SEC, the other team has a special shirt night. And the start of this game, Chad, was ugly by both teams. Auburn couldn't make a shot, and Kentucky could not hold on to the basketball. So while Auburn's missing all these shots, we're keeping the game equal by turning the ball over. We turned the ball over 8 times in the first 12 minutes.
Well, to that point, I think I told you on the phone this morning, I was going back and forth from the Indiana game, and I checked my score mobile app, and it was 10-8 Kentucky. And Auburn was 1-for-16 from the field. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, uh-oh, they're going to start making some shots. And then the balance was just like Evan was saying, turnovers. You guys were turning the ball over. Yeah. So
later in the first half, Auburn started making some shots. They end up leading by 6 of the half. But then in the second half, we come out, Chad. Kevin Knox is playing pretty well. But this is a broken record, too. Amadou Diallo was playing terrible.
Yep.
Calipari put him on the bench. We immediately do a 12-2 run after Diallo left the game. We had the game in control, playing great defense. We had diversification on the offense, scoring almost at will. For some reason, he put Diallo back in the game, and Auburn immediately went on a 7-0 run.
You got Newkirked. That's what we call that. And
we got Newkirked.
You did.
But now check this out. Kevin Knox, with 13 minutes to go in the game, had 19 points. He never took another shot the rest of the game.
That is just so odd because that dude can get his shot off on anybody. And he was playing well.
Oh, really?
So he should have been confident.
Double-double.
But here's the crazy part, though. He started pouting and had really, really poor body language. I was screaming at the TV for Calipari to take him out, and Calipari benched him the last 5 minutes of the game. So I don't know what went on there.
Man, that is odd.
My brother, Lance, was actually at the game with two of his sons.
That's right. I remember
he's
you saying that.
He's going to try to call in tonight to give us an update from that game. But a good overall effort on defense by Kentucky that provided us a chance to win. But the turnovers, poor free throw shooting, Amadou Diallo, all added together equals a loss on the road to a top 10 team.
No question. No shame in the loss. You guys were not the favorites. I mean, you didn't.
We were 10-point dogs.
And they end up covering too. How crazy is that? But
Vegas knows, Chad.
They do.
Somehow.
Well, we actually we got Shooter on the line, but we're going to go to our final break, unbelievably. And when we come back, the Shooter will talk to us. Go Hoosiers.
Go Big Blue.
Support for Red Blue Hoops comes from German American Bank. German American Bank helps businesses achieve their financial goals by offering consulting and business lending and cash flow optimization for a wide range of industries. Learn more at germanamerican.com.
Welcome back, Indiana and Kentucky fans, to the fourth season of the award-winning Red Blue Hoops. And Evan, if you're out there, and I know you are, we hear you very well. You are, yeah, we're getting it done. Mr. Berger and Maria, Adam, Walker, everyone's on par. Oh, yeah. We're having a good one.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, I've got a question for Adam Bratton.
Okay.
He's right here.
I'm ready.
Adam.
Yes, Evan.
If Indiana and Kentucky are playing in a basketball game, are you cheering for either team?
It's a really tough question, but since I've gone to a couple of games at Rupp, I'm going to have to say I would probably cheer for UK.
Oh, all right. Gosh. Yeah. I'm outnumbered again. That's normal. Outnumbered again.
Adam's a fine young man, Chad.
He is. I can see he's a fine young man. I just don't know about that. So, but that's okay. Good segue there. I'm used to being outnumbered in this studio, so.
Our brain outnumbers.
And I've been waiting all week to hear from Shooter.
Yeah, I guess is Shooter on the line still? All right, Shooter, give us something.
Hey, real quick, Adam Bratton, you're from Ward County. You're supposed to be an Indiana fan. What are you doing? The first thing.
Okay, I can explain. My dad went to Illinois, so I've been an Illinois fan. And Illinois fans and IU fans.
Ooh, that's a tough one,
that's
too,
a tough
by the way.
One.
He also went to UK for a couple of years.
He did go to UK for his first 2 years also.
Yeah.
So.
No kidding.
Yeah.
I totally missed Bloomington, Indiana. what I want to tell you guys is, man, Red Blue Hoops is becoming so popular. We have two different parallels here, right?
Okay.
The show's picking up. Twitter's getting exciting. Everybody's liking. Everybody's having a good time. And then on the other parallel, Kentucky's tournament chances are sinking. And I think that Coach Cal has just gotten to the point where he's done with this group. I went out to dinner with my daughter, and she was talking about some kid they signed for next year. She's already writing it off. You know, Chad, if you think Indiana's going to beat Nebraska at Nebraska, you're crazy.
Gosh, one thing at a time here, Shooter.
You know, that's the thing that drives me nuts about you. You are so optimistic.
That's right.
We can't beat Fort Wayne or Indiana State at home. How are we going to beat 10 miles in Nebraska?
I think that was 2 years ago when we played that team. See, this is the flip side of last year when we were saying, hey, we beat Indiana and North Carolina, or we beat Kansas and North Carolina, and then everybody's like, oh, that was 2 months ago. Well, this year I'm flipping it around. We lost to Fort Wayne and Indiana State, but that was a long time ago. So we're playing well at the end.
I'm extremely excited that we're actually peaking at the right time of the year. The problem is we haven't played a meaningful game in March in 2 years.
Yeah, so, I agree with you on that. Hey, to that point, it's a perfect segue. I had to throw this out there for Indiana fans. I did some research on Archie Miller at Dayton. In his last 4 years at Dayton, in his last 10 regular season games, in his last 4 years at Dayton, he's 32-8. So he's a guy that's a 68% win percentage overall, but in the last 10, over the last 4 years, he's clipping at 80%. So he's a closer, and that's what I'm going to start calling.
All right, yes, Indiana is playing better, but let's see how they play against Ohio State next Friday.
I think that's a great litmus test. No question.
Their past couple opponents have been Rutgers, Illinois, and who else you guys
Minnesota.
Play? Minnesota.
Well, and I 100% agree. The one thing I will say is we didn't mess around with those three opponents either.
Which is good.
Took care of biz. So
yeah, your defense is improving.
It is. The defense is improving, no question. I think right now it's 51 on KenPom. I think it went to 50 last night, and then some other games were played, and it's 51 now.
Yeah, 51.
Well, the assembly call got it down. It's like 22.
Evan, you got me hooked up on this KenPom. I'm in. I'm in, man.
It's the best, man. It is the best.
It is. So, Shooter.
That the RBH index update, Indiana's at 79.25. Kentucky's holding tight at 29.25.
Yeah, both are seem even with what's going on, they're both maintaining, it seems like, a 10-point range there or something. Indiana's been 80.
You guys are on the rise and we're on the fall.
Yeah.
Now, with that being said, our strength of schedule is now up to number 6 in the country.
Yeah, playing those good teams.
Yeah,
SEC.
Last week.
No question.
Your strength of schedule fell this week, down from 29 down to 45.
Makes sense. So I guess with Iowa, it's not going to change much, but with Nebraska and Ohio State, it'll go
that
back up
help.
Again.
That should help.
Is that Shooter still on the line? Shooter, you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Well, okay.
You did all right over there?
I didn't realize you were on there. I thought we were going to have to call the ambulance or something for you up there.
No, I'm good. I'm good. I just wondered when Evan was going to admit to the fact that, you know, Indiana's coming back next year, recruiting class. Romeo's going to commit.
Yep.
Great.
Yep.
Believe it when I see it.
So, you know, I'll be at Bar Louie next week.
I was waiting
to shake Evan Beck's hand.
Man, Evan's going
to
have a big fan support. Yeah, I have to watch out for Tim and Wayne ganging up on Evan. I'll be with Evan, though. I don't want you guys beating him up too bad.
They better bring a bigger army than that.
I can't wait.
We'll hold the fort down.
So,
anything else, Shooter?
That's all I got tonight, guys.
All right, thanks for calling in. We appreciate it.
All right, see you guys.
See you, man. Bye. Just a reminder, folks, give us a call. We still have the phone lines open, 812-426-7400, or tweet us at RedBlueHoops. Are you getting anything on the Twitter line?
I've got a question for us here on text.
Nice. Go.
This is in from R. Cat. When does Cal Perry pick his starting lineup? Question mark. I don't know what that question means, actually.
Did you say when does he pick a starting lineup?
Yep.
I know he switched out Gabriel for PJ last night, correct?
Yes, and what I'm hoping for is he benches Diallo, puts him down there next to Brad Calipari, makes him a water boy, and puts in...
Quade?
Let's see. The starting five should be Quade Green,
Shay,
Yogis Alexander, Knox, Gabriel, and Richards.
I agree.
Which, by the way, I had an update on Bleacher Report. Is there a player for Kentucky, Jabari Baker?
Jamal.
Yeah,
Jamal.
Top three-point shooter.
Who is this guy?
He's
out for the year, I guess.
From California.
Yeah.
Spot shooter.
He literally is our three-point assassin that's never been able to play this year. What happened, an old high school knee injury flared up during the fall practice season. He had to have surgery, out for the year.
Is he a freshman then?
Mm-hmm.
Or?
Freshman, yeah.
He is a freshman.
See that, and of course, you guys are a lot like us. You don't really have great outside shooting
or free throw.
You could throw the ball in the ocean. You could use that guy right there. Interesting.
I've watched him warm up before games, Chad. He shoots the three ball like you, really pure.
I appreciate that. You haven't even seen that, and he just knows from the stories he's heard, and then he goes with it.
Oh, yeah, you're a legend.
Yeah, I think it was 3 3-pointers in like 28 seconds. That's pretty good, right?
It's not bad.
Yeah, I got some more breaking news.
Oh, my gosh. Go for it. I wish we could do
the
thing.
We need the breaking news.
Yeah, you have that still, Maria, the breaking news? Wait a minute.
Yeah, where's the audio here? All right.
Maria's on it.
But fresh out of Lexington, there's a rumor that there may be a kid transferring from this year's Kentucky's basketball team.
It's got
to be Ty Winyard.
No.
No?
Diallo.
No. He's already kicked off the team.
Oh, he's already kicked off?
I'm calling it Diallo. And I know. I mean, you guys know a lot more than me about Kentucky, but I don't think he's happy. Right?
No.
He's not playing well?
Plus, I think he thinks in his mind he could already be making money, I think, with him.
Well,
Chad, this is a classic example.
I know where you're going with this. Keep going.
I got into a discussion with Larry Ulrich at the Y this morning. There is so much data that shows kids coming back to school and their stock drops in the NBA.
Yep, I knew you were going to say that. You're
Happens
spot
every
on.
Year.
Mm-hmm.
And he went to the NBA Combine last spring, came out of that Combine projected as a draft pick between 28 and 35th. He probably should have gone.
Well, the dude's an athletic freak, isn't
he? He's still projected like 28th right now, so.
I don't believe it.
That's what the mock draft had him as.
Throw that mock draft in the trash can.
Well, Evan, you were saying, I thought we looked at something earlier where he was actually off the board. Didn't you say that earlier?
The problem is you have like four mock drafts floating around out
there. True. Actually, Evan, we should start one. Red Blue Hoops mock draft, see how that goes.
Well, hey, speaking of that, Chad, you know that index that we started focusing on where I did the research on national champions on KenPom?
Yes.
Again, all the national champions since 2002, their offense has finished in the top 17. Their defense has finished in the top 18. There's only been one outlier since 2002. That's offense. 2014, UConn was ranked 39th. As of tonight, there's only two teams that meet the matrix, Purdue and Michigan State.
Oh, Big Ten. That top,
so Big Ten
that
may
top
finally
heavy Big
break
Ten.
Their title drought.
No kidding.
Shoo.
2000, Michigan State, last one.
And then which one's before that?
And then before that.
Hey, Chad, you want to hear a stat?
Michigan, 89. IU, 87.
Yep.
Wow. Yeah, Evan, we got.
In the past 30 years, the Big Ten and Big 12 combined have less national champions in basketball than the SEC conference.
You know, the numbers don't lie on that. I just wonder too if there's a way to go back and look at that data. And this is just me. This is pure feelings, no speculation. I've always thinking the last 20 years of watching the Big Ten, I feel like they beat the crap out of each other and they cannot finish at the end of the year. And I think about the SEC over that time period, it has not – perception right. hasn't been as strong. So I don't know. I don't have any data on that. I'm just – that's my rebuttal to that, I guess, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So
I'd say more of an observation than a rebuttal.
Observation. Well,
I would even
Great
count
call.
Just Final Four teams.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, we've had South Carolina, Florida, and Kentucky.
Big Ten's had those because Michigan State. Wisconsin's, mm-hmm. I mean, they've been in there. Michigan's been in there a few times. They just can't get over the hump. So, oh, shoot.
Chad, time's running late. We got upcoming games to talk about.
We do, and we actually have Jimmy Gotze on the line, too. You want to go to him real quick and see what he's got going on?
Gotze.
Jimmy G, you're on Red Blue Hoops.
What's up, fellas?
What is going on?
Hey, Adam Bratton. Welcome to the studio.
Hey, Gotze. Hey,
I really just have a comment. I was really expecting more from Wayne and Shooter to harp on Evan after the tweets going on last weekend, but I won't poke the bear too much.
Yeah, I hear you.
Looking forward to next Thursday for sure for the live show. My one piece is I'm very concerned about Calipari's interest because. Maybe there's some back channels or some of this investigation's got him a little spooked and he's distracted.
Oh, my gosh. That's a good good observation.
Well, how about this?
I don't know.
That's interesting.
Since they're reporting up to 50 teams, maybe that's why the entire college basketball season's been screwed up.
Yeah.
Well... No, that's interesting. I mean, you don't know. It's just
you don't know. I mean, I think talent's a lot closer now this year.
It is, but some of these teams just not a little bit. Their coaches are a little distracted. They're not practicing as hard. They're not doing things they normally do. And
talking to their lawyers.
Yeah.
Talking to compliance.
Yeah. Absolutely. You start connecting. Yeah, that's a good thought. Interesting.
Hey, have a good time tonight, Irv.
Oh, I will.
I'll hang up. You guys, good show. See you.
Jim, see you next week.
You got it, bro.
All right, thanks for calling in there, Mr. Gotze.
Upcoming games.
Upcoming games, yeah. You want? I'll just cover IU real fast. We play at Iowa Saturday, ESPN2. It's a 1 o'clock game. Our buddy Dan Dockage will be on the call.
Danny D,
who I can't stand, but I do have to agree with Evan a little bit. He is pretty good at basketball knowledge.
Well, he did great this week for Kentucky's game.
That's what you were saying. So I'll give him credit on that.
Knock on wood.
Knock on wood. And then Tuesday we play at Nebraska, 8 o'clock game on the Big Ten Network. And I said a while back, I said, take care of business on the three that we should win. Go to Iowa, do our thing there. Treat Nebraska like the biggest game of the year and take the seniors out against Ohio State next Friday. Go and finish that ride 6 in a row. So that's our plan in Bloomington. What about you guys, Evan?
We are hosting Alabama this Saturday at Rupp Arena. It'll be on CBS, 1 o'clock Central. Alabama's coming in ranked number 41 on KenPom. It's a must-win for Kentucky. Don't you agree, Chad?
Absolutely. And it's a must-win, and it's a tough game. So they got a lot of stuff going there. Is it Colin Sexton that Alabama has?
And John
pretty
Petty.
Pretty good players.
John Petty has a higher
three-point percentage. Yeah, Colin Sexton's a stud.
Yeah, three-point percentage is higher than – has higher three-point percentage over his free throw percentage.
No kidding.
Now, at that game, Kentucky's hosting the number two point guard recruit for next season. I can't remember his last name, but I think it's Maxie.
Okay.
So he'll be at the game. Then we go back on the road. We're going to Arkansas Tuesday night on ESPN, 8 o'clock primetime game. And Arkansas is currently ranked 44th, and we always struggle down at Arkansas.
It's a tough place to play, too.
Anderson, it'll be another sellout.
Anderson-Calipari rivalry.
We're still everybody's Super Bowl.
I'll tell you what's crazy is Kentucky made that huge comeback against West Virginia, and then they get kind of a gift against Vanderbilt. Think about where it could be right now.
Oh.
It could be six losses in a row.
Could be.
I mean, actually.
Chad, I totally agree with you there, but you also have to say we almost beat Tennessee in that same run.
That's a good point. Yeah, absolutely.
It could go the other way.
Yep. All right. Well, unbelievably, we are down to 1 minute. So I'll give a quick UE update. They are 16-12. Lost at Northern Iowa the other night, 47-41. That was kind of an ugly game. Play Loyola this Sunday, 3 o'clock at the Ford Center. Loyola's the best team in that conference. So UE get off the snide and hopefully get another win. And then they play at Indiana State Wednesday. What about USI? You got that?
USI is 19-7 on the year. They've lost the past two games. Not play well against Bellarmine, but they play back tonight at William Jewell College and then Saturday at Rockhurst.
Awesome, sir. Thanks for that. Unbelievable. It's been a fast show,
has it not?
It'll always be faster
next week, too.
Well, we got 10 seconds. Evan, you are the man. Thanks for getting set up there in Nashville. And everyone, we will see you next week.
Bar Louie.
At Bar Louie. Go Hoosiers.
Go Big Blue.
Production support for Red Blue Hoops is provided by Evansville Teachers Federal Credit Union. Red Blue Hoops is a production of WNIN Tri-State Public Media. The executive producer is Brad Kimmel. Steve Berger is the producer. The technical director is Maria Thomas. The opinions in this show do not necessarily reflect the views of WNIN staff or board of directors, or, for that matter, Purdue fans, Evansville fans, USI fans, Louisville fans, and certainly not Duke fans.